The other day I came across a booklet that Reverend Sandy and I had published a number of years ago called Meditations in Daily Living, A Search for Self-Truth. This book was written by Rhoda Allen and Randy Peterson, which were two dear friends of ours who lived in Amherst. And Rhoda and Randy had been experimenting with the Ouija board and were getting quite a bit of success. And one night, the Ouija board said, if you sit down each day of the month for a month, we will give you a message, a meditation for that day. And so Rhoda and Randy did that. They sat down, worked with the Ouija board, and each day they got a message. And the amazing thing is what they received was complete. The messages, when they came through, were just as you see them in the booklet. This booklet is still available through us, and you can find it for free on the OM.net site. I encourage you to download it or to read it online there. It's a lovely book, and its messages are succinct and clear. So it's my pleasure to share with you Day 14 of Meditations in Daily Living, A Search for Self-Truth. It's called The Peace in Positivity. It is a blessing to have a peaceful mind. The world is often a place of chaos and confusion. It is very easy for us as humans to get caught up in the flow of negativity. This can manifest itself in several ways. We can become overtired. This prevents positive energy from flowing through us freely. We set up our own roadblocks. Just as an automobile cannot drive through cement blockades, our thoughts cannot penetrate thick walls of negativity. It is important to rest our bodies so we can operate them at full capacity. We also let the outside world take over when we surround ourselves with vexing persons. It is amazing how negative persons have the power to bring us to their level. It demonstrates the power of thought, either for positivity or negativity. That is why we have to continuously strive for a positive outlook. This is where peace of mind originates. It is constant practice that keeps it with us. It will then become habit or internalize as part of us. What a blessing that is. So rest yourselves, love yourselves, and go into each new day in peace with the knowledge that you will know only good.